Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier in the show, I told you how doctors have been trained to tell patients no. It's been a big deal in the last few decades. Tell a person no. Patient wants antibiotics. They don't need antibiotics. Tell them no. Patient wants pain medication. Tell them no. I mean, after the shooting in Tulsa, you know, doctors really don't want to be in that position where they have to keep denying requests from patients. And again, I'm not exactly sure what happened, if Mr. Lewis was asking for pain medications, if Dr. Phillips, not entirely sure what happened. But, you know, we keep being told that we need to be less liberal with some of our prescribing. And a study has come out saying 7 in 10 doctors give patients, quote, unnecessary antibiotics for asymptomatic infections. Now, this was an interesting study, where it looked at doctors, that 7 in 10 of them were quick to prescribe antibiotics for people who had bacteria in their urine. This is what they looked at in terms of that medical condition, but didn't have symptoms of burning or frequent urination, so they were basically treating asymptomatic bacteria. And they were discussing how their side effects, you know, with antibiotics, Clostridium difficile infection, which are antibiotic-resistant strains that are opportunistic. You could get diarrhea, vomiting, rashes, yeast infections. But, you know, they have suggested, Jonathan Baghdadi, assistant professor of epidemiology and public health at Maryland School of Medicine, lead author, says our study suggests that primary care clinicians do not follow widely accepted recommendations against prescribing antibiotics for asymptomatic bacteria. This also holds true for bronchitis. This holds true for COVID. This holds true for a lot of things. And as a physician, I am mixed because patients, man, you know, when we started to deny the Z-Pak and deny the antibiotics that were given ubiquitously for bronchitis, for things that might have been viral, patients got mad. And we as doctors started to slow that down in the early 2000s. But that's when Yelp, and that's when all these online review presence with the internet comes on. And man, people would be vicious. And I could see both sides. Patient comes in. They at the time paid a $15 copay. They spent $15 to come to the doctor that day. They wanted a Z-Pak. That doctor would not give them a Z-Pak. They got mad. And they feel that they got, you know, their $15 got stolen. I don't want to be told that it's a virus, that it's going to go away on its own. People get angry. And I get why they get angry. Now, people want antibiotics. That's why people are calling for antibiotics to be over the counter. They don't want to go to a doctor anymore for it. But on the flip side, the more we use antibiotics ubiquitously, then the more we cause resistance. Yeah, if you're popping those antibiotics like you do candy, eventually, they don't work that well, and bugs outsmart it. And so this asymptomatic bacteria where somebody doesn't have symptoms of a UTI, but their urine is dirty. They got bacteria in their urine. Could be from the vagina, could be from the urethra, their penis. It could be something else. The problem we have, if you ask a doctor, going, why did you give the antibiotic? They're going to say, well, there have been cases of pyelonephritis in patients who never had a UTI symptom. And they're 1,000% correct. I can't tell you how many patients said, yeah, I had a kidney infection and I was on IV antibiotics. I go, how long did you have burning? They said, I had none of that. All of a sudden, I had a big, bad fever. Look at what happened with President Clinton. He was in the hospital for urosepsis. Do you think he had continual UTI symptoms and got the, I mean, he had access to health care. meaning he might have had bacteria that sat there that went to the kidney. And then from the kidney to the blood. The other thing that doctors are going to ask is, well, if you want us to prescribe less, where's the protection against lawsuits? We don't want an attorney saying, look, you withheld treatment. The number one reason why doctors get sued is not because they cut off the wrong leg. It's because they had a delay of care. They gave the antibiotics too late. They didn't give the antibiotics. Remember there was that teenager who was ziplining in Georgia, lacerated her thigh. The ER doc cleaned it up, sewed it up, didn't give her antibiotics because he thought he did a good job and, again, was saving on the antibiotics. She comes back to the ER going, I'm in pain. They go, well, it's not red. It's just because it's a bad cut. Comes back a third time, and the doctor's like, maybe I should do some antibiotics. By then, it was too late, and the infection had already spread, and she went into sepsis, and she ended up needing amputations. So doctors see these cases, and they're like, that's not going to be on my watch. Person needs antibiotics, they're going to get it. But 7 in 10 doctors giving them maybe inappropriately is going to give rise to antibiotic resistance. So it is going to take a whole slew of changes in thinking and protections against doctors. If a doctor follows the guideline, you would think they wouldn't be sued. That's not the case. If they followed standard of care, that standard of care should protect them. Not always. Somebody could say, but you didn't take into account that she might have been diabetic, or you didn't take into account this, or you didn't take into account that, and there could always be some reason to say you messed up. Because, again, to a jury, you have a dead patient, or a patient in the hospital, or a patient with urosepsis. So you notice you don't hear anything in the news about did Bill Clinton's doctor deny him antibiotics when they found that he had bacteria in the urine? They might not have even tested for it. So we're right now in a mode to save money, save on antibiotics, not examine people because of telemedicine, and we doctors are expected to figure out who needs antibiotics and who doesn't. So we're given guidelines in telemedicine. Now, people will call up going, I got strep throat. And I'm like, you do? You have strep throat? Yep, I do. And you look at a picture of their throat, they don't have strep throat. They don't have the fever. They don't have the signs. They end up testing positive for COVID later. And you're like, their throat is hurting because COVID is causing a real bad sore throat. It's not necessarily strep. But people call in and they want antibiotics. Every day I have multiple people saying, give me an antibiotic. I go, but this could be COVID. And antibiotics don't treat COVID. So, you know, this quote-unquote inappropriate antibiotic prescribing is something that does need to be fixed in the long run, but you got to give doctors protections. Got to give them protections against liability, and you also have to educate patients to stop asking and not getting mean. Because some of them get mean. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I'm really getting frustrated with how we're going in terms of these rules and in terms of who we are attacking and who we are constricting and restricting. And part of me, a small part of me, and I can't say this is confirmed, but a small part of me thinks those two doctors and the receptionist and patient who were killed in Tulsa might not have been killed if we didn't have all these ridiculous rules against doctors and writing pain medication. Now, Mr. Lewis, who went in and gunned these people down yesterday, was complaining he was in pain after his surgery, after his back pain, back surgery that happened a week and a half prior. And he, you know, maybe it was a failed surgery, maybe it was a botched surgery, but he was in pain. And I am watching the changes that have happened over the last few years when overdose deaths seem to be about 50, 60,000 a year. Now they're in the 70s, so they're going up. But I've been watching the changes of doctors. And, you know, I do disability exams for the state, and I see records from people who have seen, you know, medical providers. People will have a fracture. People will have a surgery. And they will be given very, very few narcotics, if at all. In fact, most fractures I'm seeing now, they're just given ibuprofen. Just given ibuprofen. No pain medicine for a fracture. For me, ibuprofen works. I notice I don't get a lot of pain relief with narcotics. But for other people, they do. And as I said time and time again, we have a pain epidemic. We do have an opiate dependency. We have an opiate tolerance epidemic. But we have an epidemic of people in pain. And with all these rules and restrictions that doctors now have, and some of them, it's not even about writing the prescriptions. I got a naughty note the other day, and I haven't written a narcotic in years. I got a naughty note that I wasn't accessing the prescription database. And I guess you're supposed to do that every 6 months. It's another rule. See, these rules come up, and if you don't follow the rules, you could lose your license. So I immediately accessed the database, and I told them, look, I don't prescribe the drugs. And they're like, doesn't matter. We just want to make sure you're accessing it to make sure nobody's prescribing in your name. I get that. And a good thought, very logical, because you want to make sure nobody's, you know, stealing a prescription pad or trying to say you're Dr. Dahlia, which people have done. I can't tell you how many staff of mine stole my prescription pad before we went electronic and before electronic prescribing was done, writing prescriptions, trying to pretend they were me. Thing is, the pharmacists really know my handwriting, so they could tell. If it's written clearly, they know that that wasn't my prescription. So luckily, not a lot of that happened. So I get how you want to check the database, but if you don't, you're in trouble. And us doctors, we don't fear vomit, smells, cancer. We don't fear a lot of things. The one thing we doctors fear is losing our license. And those of us that trained to put the patients first, I mean, we were trained to always make sure you don't get sick because, you know, you don't be a victim. But for most of us, when we go through our training, our patients come first. My patients came before my kids. My patients came before my family. I spent countless hours when I should have been with my family with my patients. Patients do come first. I don't have gloves, but I'm not all completely, you know, gowned up and the baby's coming and you're going to deliver the baby. I mean, you got to save a life. You have to do what you have to do. But now, doctors are changing their thinking, going, whoa, 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 whoa. If I lose my license, I can't help anybody. And rule number one of all doctors, not only is it to do no harm and to, you know, make sure you're ethical, but you know, just don't lose your license. You will lose your license if you're unethical. You will lose your license if you do harm. Don't lose your license. So when all these pain control, pain medicine rules came out, you know, you have to see, you have to, you know, go through the CME. You have to go through the training. You have to check in when you prescribe. You have to follow this. You have to, you know, you can't do more than this number of pills. Patients can sue you if they become addicted. I mean, all this stuff. The average doctor said, you know what? I have to remember all the latest, you know, medications and diabetes, all the latest medications and cancer, all the latest rules and regulations. You know what? It's easier for me just not, I'm not going to prescribe any pain medication. I'm done. Now, you have surgeons that perform surgery, and they have to get pain medication. I'm not saying that's what happened yesterday with the Tulsa shooting, but most of the shootings that have happened in Las Vegas, where I live with doctors, had to surround pain medication. It had to do with pain. They didn't think the doctor was giving them enough. And so where patients are going to be feeling this is more often times than not, their doctor isn't prescribing pain medications. The average doctor is saying, I don't prescribe them. They don't want to risk losing their license. And they're putting themselves first before the patient. It's a very new shift. Patients don't like that, and I don't blame them. If a patient's in pain, they're suffering. It could even cause mental illness. It could cause them to act out. So I'm not blaming the Tulsa shooting on all these new opioid rules, but I'd really like to know if that played a part. if he needed more medication, and because of all the rules and restrictions, the doctor had to turn him down, and now the doctor's dead. Doctors don't want to die because of rules they didn't make. And it's not stopping the opioid deaths. They're rising. Where are we now? I think as of 2019, hold on a second. I don't know if we have 2021 data. Hold on a second. Let me see if I think we still only have data back from 2019. It's gone up, though. But, you know, from when we started to make these rules and clamp down on doctor prescriptions and start suing pharmaceutical companies and scaring anybody from even thinking about R&D new pain medications, the deaths are going up. Overdose deaths are rising. In fact, I think there was a bunch of kids that took some ecstasy laced with fentanyl. Let me see if I have that. Three adolescents took ecstasy that were laced with fentanyl. They were three girls from Santa Monica. I don't think they died. I think they just went to the hospital. We don't have a lot of details on that. But, you know, these kids, these adults are being exposed to very, very dangerous narcotics. And these are not narcotics all the time that a doctor's prescribing. These are narcotics they're getting over, you know, from the border. These are narcotics coming in from China. There have been multiple arrests and fentanyl seizures. Illegal. It's illegal drugs. That is, I believe, causing most of the deaths. Now, the argument with all the restrictions on doctors is, well, they started the dependency. If they didn't write so much Lortab, we wouldn't have people seeking fentanyl. It's a good argument, but when the overdose deaths and opioid-related deaths are rising, despite all these rules and regulations, and we know drugs are coming across the border, we know they're coming in from other countries, and all we keep hearing is, well, doctors need to stop writing them. Doctors need to. What do we do when these patients are in pain and coming to your office with a gun? We're handling this all wrong. See, it's easier to go after the doctors. We doctors will fall into line. We have rules, and we can't lose our license. So we are going to do everything by the book. But what about the patients? These patients are in pain. So now there's a demand for pain control. So a lot of these illegal drugs aren't just people that want to get high. These are people that were turned down by their doctor, the medical system, and now they are being thrust into the illegal market of drugs. We need to do a much better job. All we've done is scare doctors into prescribing narcotics or make it so cumbersome that if they miss one step, they could lose their license. And the average doctor's like, I'm out. And look at how doctors are retiring. They're like, to hell with this. It's not worth, nobody wants to lose their license. But I also don't want to lose my life over a patient that's mad because they're struggling in pain. I also don't want to see people struggle in pain. I don't want to see people need drugs from the cartel. We have a pain epidemic. People are in pain, maybe because they're obese. Maybe it's because we don't have enough advancements in back surgery. Maybe it's because we don't have enough advancements in rhizotomies or nerve ablations. You know, we are putting our efforts on the easiest thing to address. You know, let's just tell doctors to stop prescribing or limit their prescribing and all that, but that's not addressing the problem. And the fact that overdose deaths are rising, despite all those changes you made all of us medical providers do, means somebody's not listening to us doctors and actually addressing the real reason why we have such skyrocketing overdose deaths. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting Thursday to mark up its omnibus gun bill known as the Protecting Our Kids Act. This comes after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 children and two teachers. Ranking Member Jim Jordan claims the bill won't stop mass shootings and warns it won't be the Democrats' only attempt to introduce gun control legislation.
We all want to keep children safe in school, but this bill wouldn't do that. This bill is just another Democrat attack on the Second Amendment, and it's likely just the start. President Biden has said he wants to ban all 9mm handguns. Where does it end?
Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says two doctors, a patient, and a receptionist were killed in a shooting at the hospital Wednesday. Once officers announced themselves, the suspected shooter killed himself. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings in the United States. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern time. Energy costs are up as the price of oil remains high. The Biden administration is suggesting renewable energy as one long-term solution to this issue. In Tampa, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says they are working to ensure people can afford renewable solutions as the price of energy rises.
This price hike that we are seeing globally will likely remain high. And so we want to make sure that at the same time as we are calling upon an increase in supply, that we are also accelerating our future to clean energy solutions.
She says the president is calling on Congress to provide tax breaks for the purchase of electric vehicles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So reports keep coming out that Vladimir Putin had some sort of advanced cancer, but that now he had his treatment. Remember I told you a few weeks ago they said he needs to go in for treatment? There was a report saying he's got to have surgery. It's got to be an abdominal surgery. It has to get scheduled. It's going to be in the near future. And now we're being told he had his treatment. I don't know if he's still undergoing treatment. We don't know what the hell he has. Once we know what he has, then we can speculate on what prognosis he has and all that. Many people feel that the war is not going to end in Ukraine until Putin dies. There has been, from what I understand, an assassination attempt that he did survive a month prior. And this is being reported by Daily Mail that President Vladimir Putin of Russia had treatment for advanced cancer in April, survived an assassination attempt a month earlier. And we still don't know exactly what that assassination attempt was and what was his treatment. Senior intelligence figures have told Newsweek that Putin's health is a subject of intense scrutiny by the Biden administration, and that a classified report confirms reports of cancer treatment. Putin's grip is strong, but no longer absolute, according to one of the senior intelligence officers. They said the jockeying inside the Kremlin has never been more intense during his rule. The sources are drawn from the Director of National Intelligence, the U.S. Air Force, and the Defense Intelligence Agency agree that Putin's health is more grave than previously believed. And I told you it looked like he was wearing makeup, and it looked like he was pale in the areas where the makeup wasn't completely covering his skin. He looked bloated. He seemed to be gripping a desk. He didn't look comfortable. He looked like he was in pain, seemed to have walked with a limp, seemed to have loss of motor function of his left arm and of his lower lip, making us, you know, think he either has Parkinson's or Parkinson-like symptoms from being on antipsychotics. So I don't think he doesn't look as healthy to me and robust as he was. He is in his 60s, but that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you know, he has to have failing health that quickly. Some say it has to do with his exhaustion. I think also paranoia that somebody's going to want to take you out. All these oligarchs are losing money. They're losing their yachts. They're losing their power. I'm sure people are mad. So the intelligence assessments confirm an assassination attempt was made in March. They cautioned that some sources of intelligence have evaporated since the war began and that Putin's isolation has made it harder to assess his condition. What we know is there's been an iceberg out there, albeit one covered in fog. Okay, so again, and no details. So a few years back, remember I told you guys that there was speculation that Putin might have Parkinson's? Putin wasn't at the time considering war. That was during Trump's administration, and we just kind of spoke about it going out. Maybe he's got Parkinson's, one of the most common, you know, neurodegenerative diseases out there. But we knew things were changing. But, you know, how far he's going, he just doesn't seem to have that vibrance that, you know. But then again, I mean, he is older than he was a few years back. But I wouldn't be surprised that he has something going on, especially, you know, I mean, I saw The Crown. And in the first season of The Crown, was it King George? You know, had to have makeup put on, you know, when he was meeting Winston Churchill, so they didn't think he was sick. Most leaders don't need to wear makeup, and it looked like he was wearing makeup. So, in Ukraine news, all right, there's been a few advancements. You know, sadly, Ukraine is still, you know, struggling. U.S. confirms military hackers have conducted cyber operations in support of Ukraine. Cyber Command, the U.S. military's hacking unit, has conducted offensive cyber operations in support of Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion. Russia had repeatedly cyber attacked Ukraine. So the disclosure underscores, according to CNN, how important projecting power in cyberspace is. They said we've conducted a series of operations across the full spectrum, offensive, defensive, information operations, according to General Paul Nakasone in an interview with Sky News. You know one thing I could conclude with all of this? Russia keeps threatening that if America gets involved, they're going to fight back. They're going to punish us. We've been involved. We've been given aid. We're running these operations. We've been involved. I don't think Russia can even dare mess with us. Which makes us wonder, I mean, you know, why can't we get on NATO's butt saying, or the UN's butt and say, go in there. That's UN's job. UN is supposed to be peacekeeping. UN is supposed to prevent there from being genocide. I think the U.S. should be very forceful and say, UN, this is your job, or we cut you off. We're giving you money to maintain the peace. The instability that's going to ensue from a food standpoint, from oil prices, is affecting America. And I think every country, a part of the UN, that disagrees with this, should tell the UN they need to move. But oil prices are moving higher. U.S.'s crude jumped 1.9% to $117.45 a barrel. That's about $5 to $6 above where oil was trading before there was an announcement by OPEC and their allies. They are going to boost supply. They want to boost supply. They want to increase supply by 648 barrels per day. I'm just amazed that we have as much as we do. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has distorted global energy markets. Russia is not the world's largest exporter, but it's the biggest natural gas exporter. So U.S. commercial oil inventories tumbled by 5 million barrels last week, nearly four times more than expected. So gas prices then for us going to go up. NATO's chief believes the war will end at the negotiation table after meeting with Biden. They think they can negotiate with Putin and whether it's the U.S. or Ukraine to get this to stop. And there might be. I'm sure there is going to be some talks. But I also think you can't trust anything Putin says. And I think Putin does not want to leave this thinking he failed. You know how everybody leaves, you know, a debate going, oh, yeah, he won. Oh, he won. No, they, you know, same thing. Putin is not going to want to be that, well, in our perspective, we won. In Ukraine's perspective, they won. He's not going to want that. He's going to want it definitely in their favor. So either in this, there has to be huge concessions like, oh, we got this piece of land. We got this territory. We won. Or it doesn't move forward. So I'm very skeptical about how this will be. Putin wants less NATO. I mean, he claimed that's why he invaded Ukraine, because of the NATO suggestions. But, you know. By the way, you know, interestingly, I saw that Turkey is going to change its name. Have you guys heard that? Turkey is going to change its name because of stereotypes? Hold on one second. Here we go. I just saw this report. United Nations is going to refer to Turkey by the new name Ankara de Angelises. The spelling represents Turkish colors, culture, civilization, and values, according to President Erdogan. They say association with the bird genuinely annoys Erdogan and advisors. Turkey, according to Cambridge Dictionary, lists it as something that fails badly or a silly person. Did we in the 70s use that term turkey? What we were like, oh yeah, you're a turkey, you're a jive turkey, or we would use that, I guess. I don't remember, I was too young. So I guess Turkey is going to officially be known as Turkey after the country's government moved to swerve associations. The United Nations will adopt the new name from this week at Ankara's request. UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said the change came into place from the moment a letter sent by Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu. All right, so we'll get a little bit more on that, but that's interesting. They say the Russian invasion could contribute to 1970s-style energy crisis. For those of you that were alive in the 70s, it sucked. Sitting in the back of a hot car waiting to gas up, there was hardly any gas. And it was a oil crisis, gas crisis, electricity crisis. They're anticipating that, sadly. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners who was around in the 70s said that turkey wasn't a compliment. And as you guys have seen the headline, the country of Turkey is changing its name. They don't want to be called Turkey anymore. I think they want to be pronounced Turkey-ay, but not pronounced Turkey. Like, jive, Turkey, you're a turkey. Some turkey. Apparently, it was a big word in the 70s. They said it's a person that has that's a loser, somebody who's inept. They're a turkey. In fact, it was also used in the theater where they aren't successful in the theater. So that's what I guess turkey means. And the country does not want to be associated with that. I always found that interesting as a kid that there was a country named after meat. Yeah, I liked it. I was like, I want to go to Turkey. Now, I wasn't a big turkey fan. I told you, when I was growing up, I didn't like turkey. I didn't like Thanksgiving. I told you guys why? Okay, really quickly. I hated Thanksgiving. And the reason why I hated Thanksgiving is because my parents to celebrate Thanksgiving would take us to Howard Johnson's. And you would get a plate with white meat turkey and yellow gravy. And no offense to Howard Johnson's, but I don't like white meat turkey. I love dark meat turkey. But you would get these thin things of white meat turkey, and I didn't want to eat turkey. I also didn't want to be home from school. I wanted to be at school. So you had 4 days off with your family, who could give you a whooping when you act up, and you had to eat a meal you didn't want to eat, and I didn't want to go to Howard Johnson's. I wanted to be at school eating my sloppy Joe. So I was never a fan. Thanksgiving now has evolved where I do like the holiday, but I have to eat dark meat. Don't be giving me white meat turkey. I want dark meat turkey. That's what I eat. But I did find it fascinating because I'm like, well, turkey, it's named after meat. You know, there should be a country named prime rib. There should be a country named hot dog. They say here, this is interesting, according to the Daily Mail, contrary to popular belief, the country actually gave its name to the bird. It wasn't that it was named after the bird, but the bird was named after it. They said ground-feeding cocks and hens were exported by the Ottoman Empire during the Middle Ages. That led English speakers to refer to the birds as turkeys, as they were from the land of the Turks. Turkey has been known by its current name since 750 A.D. So now it's going to change. The spelling is going to change. Remember, I had to teach you guys about Kiev and Kiev. Everybody was saying Kiev, Kiev, and you start to hear Kiev, and you're like, oh, it's a different city. No, we don't use Kiev anymore. Kiev was a Soviet moniker for the capital of Ukraine, and Kiev is named after Prince Kiev, who actually discovered Ukraine. So they got rid of Kiev in the 90s. We didn't really realize it until the war. So, yeah, if you're going to change your name of a state or country or whatever, now's the time to do it. And so Turkey's like, well, we're going to change it too. So from what I understand, it's going to be known as Turkey-A, T-U-R-K-I-Y-E. And I believe that's supposed to represent their civilization and values, Turkey-A. All right? And so so I hope that clarifies things. So you guys are going to see your risk game, your maps, everything's going to change. It's not going to have Turkey on there anymore. Fascinating that's happening now. But the world is changing very quickly. One thing that I think is going too quickly that I don't like is rates of esophageal cancer. Now, esophageal cancer, I've warned you guys about. Esophageal cancer is nasty. Its five-year prognosis can be anywhere from 5% to 40-some%. We got to catch esophageal cancer early. And they're saying cases have doubled in the last 5 years in middle-aged Americans. I told you we have a acid reflux heartburn epidemic as well. Nobody cares about that. It's not as sexy as talking about COVID or something. But honestly, a lot of you guys are hitting those antacids. And you are taking those antacids for a lot longer than you should. And are you going for your screens? Are you getting your upper endoscopies and your EGDs? Are you getting that done? Nope. It's easier to just pop the Tums or the Pepcid or the Nexium or the Prilosec or the Prevacid. Omeprazole, brand name. So rates of esophageal cancer has doubled in Americans over the last 5 years. And esophageal cancer is so challenging to pick up early if you don't go and get seen. Because what are the symptoms of esophageal cancer? Heartburn, feeling bloated, pressure, acid taste in your mouth. When it gets more severe, weight loss. Pallor, you can bleed from it. But heartburn pain should not just be called heartburn. How many times have I told you heartburn could be heart, angina, heart attack? It could be an ulcer. It could be esophagitis. It could be esophageal cancer. It could be stomach cancer. It could be pancreatic cancer. But sometimes pancreatic cancer doesn't necessarily hurt, but esophageal cancer is deadly, and we don't mess around. That's something that has to be picked up right away. So many people get very frustrated with their doctor, medical provider, because they want their Nexium or their PPI or their proton pump inhibitor to be given with year refills. I don't do that. Because if you've been taking it for 2 weeks, somebody needs to evaluate you and get a better diagnosis. No, just give me refills. I know what it is. Have you been checked? How do you know it's not esophageal cancer? Well, esophageal cancer is rare. It's really, really rare. Starting to not be as rare. It's not very common, but it's not, it's what I think it's like 4 out of every 100,000 people. Let me see if I have any numbers here. Hold on a second. I think we have about 16,000 people expected to die this year. 13,000 men, 3,100 women. In 2020, they estimated 500,000 people died worldwide from this disease. This year, an estimated 20,000 adults are going to die. So that's up 4 or 5%. Or I'm sorry, 4 to 5,000. So the rates are going up. Well, why? Well, one is we're eating like crap. Two is we're obese. We're overweight. And so you end up getting the reflux. You remember you have the lower esophageal sphincter? That relaxes. When that relaxes, acid comes up. The acid can burn the lining of the esophagus. The esophagus was not built for acid, so the acid could change the lining. Also, pollution, chemicals. There's so many things that go through our gullet. Anything we eat goes through our gullet. And sadly, those things can cause changes. So we are also going very spicy. I was driving down the road to get back to my house, and there was a very spicy chicken place. I think it's called Hot Dave's. Now, I'm not saying spicy food gives you esophageal cancer. But for those of you at risk, and for those of you that don't do well with spicy foods and have to hit the antacids, a spicy hot chicken place does not necessarily help. You know, my kids did a Tabasco challenge. What's that podcast where they have to answer questions while eating spicy hot wings and they're crying? And Ashton Kutcher is like, you know, yeah, I think Ashton Kutcher had like a pancreatitis attack. Not from that, but from another reason. But anyway, you know, so my kids did a hot sauce challenge. I videotaped it. I don't know if I'm going to put it on my social media because I'm like, you guys are ridiculous. And you hear me yelling in the background, stop that, it's stupid. Actually, I sat with them and I can't do it super spicy. But there is this obsession with spicy foods and hot sauces and alcohol and eating fatty foods and swallowing big meals and intermittent fasting and not eating all day and then only eating one meal. And that stuff, I think, really messes with your gut. And so many of you, I think, need to kind of rethink, you know, how you're eating. And the statistics are, I believe, 5-year survival rate. The average survival rate, if it's very early, is still 46%, which means less than half of you will survive, even if it's an early stage. 5-year survival rate for higher could be 26%. If it's spread to other parts of the body, 5% survival rate. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.